Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight we are in part two of Seven Gifts of Wellness for the New Year, and I just love that this year is going to be so much about wellness and wisdom, and I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host on because we got some visitors coming to us tonight here in the cafe. So, hey, Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've unplugged. I'm in nature being quiet and in silence.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad. So who else is here tonight? Would you like to introduce our special kind of a guest chef in the house?
Our guest chef, yes, it's Joan, and she is an author of a book and songs and a singer, and she's just an amazing, amazing person, and she has been on a quest, just like you and I, for a long time to how to make sense out of, you know, working in the business world and keeping your sanity. So hopefully this dialogue today will help all three of us with that and anybody who cares to listen. And so, Joan,
you
certainly can, or if that's enough, that's good too.
Thanks for having me, and hello, everyone.
Okay,
yay!
Thank you. Well, thanks for joining us. Yeah. So last week we were talking about the seven gifts. And just real quick, I'm going to go ahead and kind of review them, and then we're going to dive in. How's that sounding?
That sounds great.
Okay. So the first thing is about planning, because this whole thing, it sounds like it'd be something that would be easy to do, but yet with our busy lifestyles and all the things we have going on in our lives, we can sabotage this self-care real easy and have other things that we just will allow ourselves to put more important, when it's really about things that really can help us to grow and develop, and as we help, you know, as we take care of ourselves, we can be that much more available for the people around us. So I think that's something that we need to remember going through all these different things. But the first thing is about planning, and picking out a couple days in the future that you would go ahead. I mean, the way this is presented, it's like in 7 days, but we really wanted to stress to everybody that, you know, it could be, you know, whatever kind of timeline works for you. It could be, you know, over the next few weeks, or, you know, however you want to put it together. But I think there is something to be said, too, that seeking to have a momentum about doing them. Don't you think, Aime?
And tell me a little bit more what you mean by that.
Well, the momentum of like, once I start, because, like, the day, you know, you have your day of planning, or when you're going to put everything mm-hmm. together, all these different days together. Day two is what I call a stress vacation, and that would be a day where you basically unplug. You don't have your phone with you, and you're not texting, you're not on your cell phone, and you just let people know in your life that you're taking a kind of a mental and technology day off. And what that
and
really
so
does is it helps you.
So you felt like as you were doing it that you got more energy to do it? I'm not sure what you mean.
No, I'm just making a review of, like, why it's important to have these
okay.
different plan days. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So
great.
You'd have a whole day where you would be off, and you're making it to where, you know, you're not working, you're not doing anything. You're just allowing yourself to be in this place where you're not really engaging with having any technology with you. And then the next day that would be a full day off would be out in nature. And same thing, you don't have your technology with you, and you really don't even want to talk to people at that point. You want to be in a place where you can just really be communing with nature and just having a conversation with just what's around you, you know, seeking to be talking to the trees and the flowers and the sky and the earth, and make it to where you feel really grounded with yourself. And then the last four are really just things that you can basically bring into really all your daily experiences with yourself. But if you take a particular day to be that much more mindful about it when you start the day. So one of the first ones is basically about, you know, having a self-care day where you really appreciate that, you know, that God is within you, and you're seeking to be in a place of practicing positive thinking and positive being with yourself and others. And having that would be something. But I think there's something to be said, too, that when you put that aside, it really helps you to be that much more mindful of it as you seek gratitude in almost an everyday thing that you have. Another day would be a healing day of really seeking to be communing with your body and really looking at ways that you can heal and support and strengthen your body and really have start having conversations. They say that, you know, our cells, it's not like, you know, the brain is controlling everything. Everything within our body is really in constant communication with itself. So why not have it to we really
well,
have a very conscious conversation?
Right. If there, like, if there isn't that constant communication, something's broken.
Right, exactly, exactly. Just being very mindful and really seeking to be in communion with your own body. And then another day would be a day of just doing what you want, because there's so many days, so many times in our lives that we make it okay to somebody wants to, you know, people want to go out to dinner and you'd be like, okay, well, you know, that wouldn't be my first pick, but somebody else wants to go there. So, you know, I'll go along because I really want to spend time with people. But, you know, you'd have a whole day where you really, you know, just it's all about what you want to do and when you want to do it, because it really, you know, it's like, I know I matter and I'm worth it. So it's something that I want to just treat myself to this wonderful day where I just celebrate myself. And then the next day would be a seventh day with the angels. It's just really looking at all the angels that we have in our lives and really appreciating all the love and support that we get from the people and that could be, you know, human beings. It could be our animal friends. Just all the different ways that we have angels in our lives that really support us, and we want to just lift them and have it be something where we make a conscious thank you to all those different people and things in our lives that are helping to just kind of hold us in a very sometimes invisible way that we can really feel on that. So Amy and I had gone away to a retreat, and we really seek to be practicing a lot of these different things. So this show is really going to be about that and kind of sharing that with Jonah, so she kind of has any kind of feedback that she could have with that, just with the impressions of just having that be a review and then some of the insights. So anything that comes up, I'd really love for you to just be jumping on in and making a conversation with that. So anything with the things that we discovered that you wanted to start off with, Aim?
Yeah, and Joan, what I'd love to have your impression. So we were in Sedona and attempting to do the 7 days, and that was great because we were in a very laboratory type environment. Not that we quote unquote did it perfectly, but now coming back to how I think part of it is like how do we take that retreat experience, that amazing. If you've never been to Sedona, I highly recommend it. But you're there. And now that you're home, how do you keep that? So I'd like to just kind of, you know, walk through, and Joan, please at any time jump in. And something that came up, and Robin, I think you said this, and again, we were taking notes as we were attempting to do this, you know, on a day-to-day practice, but you talked about, what did you call it? You saw it, calendar care, and that how do we actually put these things on our calendar during our week? Not that we just have a whole week where we do this. And Joan and I talk every Sunday and looking at and have for many years about what is the coming week look like. And one of the things that we do talk about is self-care. And when what does that look like for her, which is totally unique for me,
one thing I was just going to say one thing that I do is I have a monthly massage at Massage Envy, and I really look forward to it. And if I don't have it a certain month, then I notice the difference. And I really try to commit to do it at least once a month.
Perfect. And so that's getting that on the calendar and making that commitment to yourself.
Yep. I pre-book my appointment, so I keep steady with it.
And I think
that works really well
for me, getting things on the calendar.
That was the point that I was making with when Amy and I were kind of just jotting stuff down is, you know, just like any other point with another person, you make it for yourself. And it's something you're very committed to, and you make sure that, you know, you're going to show up for yourself as much as you would for someone else, you know, depending on what you had planned. I think that's really, really, really important.
So, we'll just kind of with that, and what I recommend is that you, and for me, Sundays is the day that works really well. And looking at my upcoming week, and how am I going to plan in my self-care? But we're going to talk about days 2 through 7 to maybe how do you maybe incorporate those into your week in your care or not, and how do you do that? So day 1 is really about the planning. So that could be your Sunday, and then maybe you know, each morning you kind of look at, you know, what are my opportunities that I can take care of myself today. And especially if you have a really crazy busy day, like I'm looking at, we go to Sedona, we come back, and then I had a really crazy busy day yesterday. And so one thing that I tried to do, I guess I did do, was plan in between this meeting and that meeting some space that I could, you know, be quiet and have, you know, water in the car, have some healthy snacks and have an opportunity to unplug, which is, we're saying day two, is that unplugging where you're not so connected to the internet and the phone and all that stuff. And so finding that those gaps where you can do those and putting those on the calendar. So I guess looking at day two and the unplugging, I guess you could call that too, almost like you could create like a Sabbath, which could be 5 minutes a day, or it could be, you know, planned during your week. You know, when you know you're going to have a really intense week, when would I put those unplug moments, those Sabbath moments?
Yeah, I think that's great.
And Joan, I know you, in your quote-unquote real life, you know, you have a full-time job. And do you have the ability to unplug during your day?
Actually, that was a question I was thinking to ask both you and Robin, is how do you make a commitment and stick to it to put those moments in during, I mean, it's easy to do it on the weekends when you're relaxing,
right.
But how do you do it and stick with it when you're in the chaos of everyday life?
Well, and sometimes, you know, you just have to be radical about it and say, I'm going to go, if I have to go to the bathroom or I find some little cubicle, you know, in the building that I work, and I go there for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Bathroom's a great place.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. I used to work for a three-star general, and that's the only place I could escape to. But he would send people
yeah.
in there looking for I was in there for days, but,
I know she's in there. Go get her.
Right. To be away from people, you know? So it's like,
right.
So be looking for, and you know, there's always, it doesn't have to be a long period of time,
right?
But even if it's just a couple of minutes where you're unplugged from everybody and everything,
right.
And you know, some workplaces, Google, other places have these meditation rooms, you know?
Well,
even
actually, as I told you, we, me and several of my coworkers, we walk for like 15 minutes in the morning and in the afternoon. We haven't been doing it the last couple of days because of the rain, and I noticed that really does make a difference.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So, but that's really great, and you know that unplugging, you know, could be it too, or maybe even
right.
even if you just do a minute, where you're consciously being silent and unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's the intention of it and the focus of it. So a lot of this is like, how do you bring this into work? You know, because that's where we really need it when we're in those moments.
Yes.
And I think, too, is it's like you're being very, you know, very present in your body. Because there's so many times when you're working and you've got a lot of mental activity or whatever going on, when you're just kind of caught up in your activity, not necessarily that your fact that you're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like being
yeah.
really with yourself when you're in the moment of whatever. So, you know, and that's a great segue because the day three is you would take a whole day off and you would spend it in nature. And, you know, here you've got the Sabbath day of taking, you know, technology out. And then, you know, having nature really be a sanctuary, a place that you can go to really allow yourself. We wound up going to a lovely place called a Crescent Moon Ranch. And it has a creek on it and a lot of places where you can hike a little bit and walk right by the river. And we wound up sitting on some rocks for quite a while and just really just taking in the sounds of the whole where we were, you know, looking at everything, you know, closing our eyes and just kind of feeling where we were. It was just really lovely to, you know, let ourselves be there and take it out. And it definitely felt like a timeout to have that where it's a sanctuary for a place for timeout. So anything
so
for you,
for
Amy?
Me, yeah, what I'm thinking is like how you do a lot of feng shui. So maybe
mm-hmm.
finding ways to feng shui your work area so you have that nature feel, that flow, and things that you have. And I know I do in my office looking around, things that reminded me of nature, that helped me remember, oh, yeah, that still exists. And something that we were talking to a friend while we were out there, and something that I really love is the idea of having a survival care kit in your car. You could stop for 5 minutes at a park, and you have what you need to do that. And it could be whatever, a walking stick, or I have this blanket that's, well, you can put it on the ground and it doesn't get wet and it folds up. They're just different things, so you could break away to go have those nature moments.
Yeah, that was really, really, and you know, because that's one thing I asked Amy when we got on. I'm like, well, why don't you have a walking stick you keep in your car? She's like, I know.
I have, like, you know, six of them.
I need to, yeah. And, you know, even just a little bit of dried snacks or something you can keep in the car and some water and all that. So, you know, you really kind of have everything you need. So it's not one thing that one more excuse to, like, well, I don't have that, so I can't do it.
And those shoes, right? Maybe you need some shoes. So have those in the car all the time. So that takes that excuse away. And find some places. I know St. Rose Hospital here in Las Vegas, near the emergency room, they have a labyrinth. And how cool is that? So I could, you know, that's only a few minutes for me. I could just go over there and go to that labyrinth. And one thing, when my husband was so ill, trying to find those moments of peace and unplugging when you're, you know, checking in with the doctor all the time, what I would do, there's always, it's what I found, in any hospital, there's either they call it a meditation room or a prayer room or something like that.
Chapel. Sometimes it's a chapel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would find out where those were, because we were in, four or five different hospitals over the course of several months. So my first thing would always be get him there, get him checked in, but then I'd go check and find where that was in the hospital, so I knew I had a place that I could go.
Yeah, they have a really cool place out here. I don't know if you've ever been to the Etiwanda Preserve. It's a really cool place where you go walking, and like about halfway up, it has this little area where you can like stop and have lunch, and it has like a waterfall. And then when you get up to the top, it's like a gorgeous view of the whole area.
So that's great, having those things, and I want to support everybody in finding things that they can do within the course of their day. You know, like, is there a place that you can think of that you could go on the way home, that you could go spend 10 minutes? I mean, it's nice if you had a lot of time, but sometimes it's just a matter of being someplace for a few minutes to reset.
Right.
Yeah, and there's something to be said. Go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say I could walk around my condo complex. There's not really anywhere to stop, like, on my ride on the way home that I can think of to walk.
Well, that's cool. Even, you know, you just, if you take a minute or two before going into the house, to release anything you need to release before you step into the house.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good idea. But what I was going to say, too, is, you know, so many people live in, like, local areas, and they never go to all the different places that are available to them. We had met a young man while we were in Sedona, and we wound up going to Chapel of the Cross, which is very much a tourist place, and he'd lived there for several years and never even gone there. And he ended up meeting us there, and he's like, wow, I'm going to start coming here every week. And we're like, yeah, that's great.
So again, there's all these little hidden gems all over the place. So it's a matter of maybe coming up with a list. So you don't have to think about it. And you don't always have to go to the same place, right? You could do different things. So day four is really about seeing yourself as being unconditionally loved and supported no matter what the facts look like. And it's not particularly so much for me as being positive, but being in faith and being focused on solutions, not in problems and not drowning in worry. And for me, that looks like holding in vision. What is it that I want to feel in terms of physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually? And if that's not what's happening, then, okay, asking maybe for guidance or just getting quiet about what is the next step towards what I want and getting clear about what I want.
Well, you and I have talked about the fact that affirmations only really work if you change your energy on the inside. You can say them all you want if you don't.
And then there has to be allowing yourself to believe. And sometimes it's about, I'm willing to be willing to let this be possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's okay. You don't have to 100% buy it. But just get a little bit closer. to believing that that's possibility. Like everything we're talking about, you know, this unplugging and being in nature and being silent, and that you can be more active in the creating and maintaining the life you want. You don't have to completely believe that, so we're not asking you to, but we're just asking you to take some steps to get a little bit closer. And then at some point, if you keep doing this work, you will hit a tipping point, and then you won't even remember when you didn't do this.
Yeah, I think one thing that was really lovely while we were there is we would go out and engage with different people. Well, you know, we'd be at the market or we'd be wherever, and, you know, you would actually have a conversation and you know, with the person in front of you, whether they was the checker or whoever. And it was just really lovely the whole time we were there that people really responded, and they were just so grateful to have a person that was really like, that really knew that we were really wanting to know who they were and what they were about, and, you know, how they were coming to where they were going to, you know, how they were in the world. So it was just, we had a waitress that we wound up talking to that was really great about relationships with her kids. And then we had another girl that was in a store that, you know, we talked to her, and she was just thrilled that we came in to see, you know, see the store. And we had a great conversation with her. So anything else with that, different people we met, Amy?
Oh, but, you know, with that reaction over and over, you see me, you hear me. And mm-hmm. we enjoyed that, and they did too. And there were these amazing moments of, I know you, and we didn't, but we felt like we did. And all these magical things started happening because we were willing to make those connections.
Yeah,
so this is day five. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, keeping that openness of just, you know, like you're saying, I'm willing to be open. I'm willing to be in a place of unconditional love. And what does that look like?
And,
you know, it draws people to you.
And who knows what, you know, what will be the key to the next thing.
Uh-huh.
And being open to inviting a conversation. And you're saying, you know, nothing may ever happen from this, but I'm going to enjoy this in this moment. And then if
mm-hmm.
something goes, that's cool. And if not, no big deal. No big
mm-hmm.
deal. So day five is the health and healing day. Again, all these kind of mesh together or can. You can be separate them or do them in bits and pieces. But here what we're really talking about is you really listening to your body and what is trying to tell you. And another part of this is really holding a vision of healing. What would it look like for me to feel great physically? What would it look like for me to be able to, you know, walk up a mountain or whatever your thing is, whatever you want to do? What would that look like? What would that feel like? And then that kind of let your body tell you.
Yeah, there's like so many practices. I'm thinking of yoga where you might do a stretch and see how far your body could, like, you know, say, like, do a side stretch or something. And then, you know, the practice would be go back to your, you know, your the front again, and then see yourself going a little bit further the second time. And you always can. It's just amazing how, you know, and seeing it and you know, bringing it into your body, that your body will respond. So it's just so great. And I had heard really one thing really cool about healing too, is that, you know, you coming from the perspective that your body is perfectly healed and knows how to take care of itself. So if there's any disease within the body knows how to take care of it. It's really just allowing it to do its job. And one thing we were practicing as a part of our healing day was, you know, going and getting fresh vegetables at, you know, like a wellness market and things like that. And just really thinking about our food and having it be as clean and as healthy as possible, that we didn't have enjoy a couple great meals, but we did have some days where we just ate what we wanted because we wanted to. But, you know, the majority of the time it was very healthy and delicious because we really enjoyed it and we knew we were doing it in a very mindful way.
Well, and even the point of what kind of tea. So we had lots of different kinds of teas. And we was like, okay, what does my body need in terms of the tea? And Robin, boy, she's amazing how she'll combine all kinds of teas together. And so it's kind of like, okay, today, this morning, what do I need in the afternoon? And so we had to, of course, have them. I don't think we ended up buying any because we brought a bunch with us. But using them, what our body was telling us we needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked out great. So anything with that, Joan, that you think of for just, you know, for care for the body?
I love yoga. I've kind of gotten away from it for a while, and I really want to get back into it. But I also just like to walk. That's one of my favorite kinds of exercises. And I do walk aerobics, which is kind of a, it's just, you know, these DVDs that are like a fast-paced walking and mixes in different moves and stuff, like kicks and stuff, and I enjoy that.
Well, and that's one
cool.
thing. We did go to a yoga class, and
mm-hmm.
it was so interesting. Because after that, we both noticed there's some muscles I forgot I had.
Oh, yeah, for sure. People don't realize how... When I was doing yoga regularly, my body totally changed. People don't realize how much it can really, you know, tone you up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, with that, we did that for ourselves. We also went to it was supposed to be a sound healing concert. But it ended up being really a full-on healing. Luckily, it was Robin and I and another woman. And, oh, my gosh, it ended up being a full-on healing for all three of us. She did crystal bowls and, gosh, what else did she do? Drumming, and she had this crystal
gong.
Thing.
She had the gong. Yeah, she had her big
gong. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But part of that was we're like, okay, I don't know what this thing is, but let's go to it. And we just got the most amazing gift because we did that.
And, you know, she was really an amazing performer of the sound because she was very mothering in the way that she went around with all of us to see how we were responding to the sounds and just making sure that we were all in a place of, you know, just being cared for, you know. And I really appreciated her. So, yeah, we're going to have her on the show, too. Go ahead.
You felt different after it, or did you feel it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those situations, you know, she was very professional and very caring and just really made the environment very healing and comforting. So when we left, you know, we just, you could tell that, it, you know, I actually had like, it sounds strange, but I had something kind of move in my belly area. Kind of had like a shift. I was like, whoa, okay. Because that was a good thing, my dinner or what, but I was like, whoa, okay, that's that move. So that was kind of fun.
Just ignored that, but we saw that on the schedule. It was at our time share. We thought, okay, we don't know what the heck this is, but let's go try it out. And ended up being the most amazing. And then I was just going to the last two here in the last couple of minutes, the day of your favorite things and doing what you want. And I think part of that is us really stopping to think, am I doing something habitually or am I really consciously making a choice about this is what I really want to do now? And I think part of that, what's coming, I hadn't thought of this until I just started down this path right now, but it might be coming from beginner's mind and really looking at, you know, everything, you know, for a day. Or however, like maybe for a week, you just start really allowing yourself to do that. That's really a lot of mindfulness practice. But it's like, why do I want to do this? And do I really want to do this?
You know, and I think part of it's, you know, just trying to be as real as you can with yourself. And like you're saying, not get into the habit of something, but it's like, you know, yeah, what would I want to do with like that? I think a great idea to do with that, too, is doing things that you want to do. And sometimes when you're busy during the week and you're doing other things and you might see a store you want to go into or think about a meal or going to see somebody and you don't have the time in that moment, but you would really want to do that, jot it down. And sometimes we think of those things and then, you know, when we've got our free time, we're like, I don't know what I would do. We do know what we want to do. So I think it's good to be able to make sure that we, you know, be mindful about it. And, you know, in the power of writing something down and making a commitment, it goes back to that, you know, our planning day and putting it on the calendar.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that's a great thing. And then, you know, working with our angels, boy, there's so much to be said for, you know, whether you believe in angels or not, you know, just looking at our physical angels and all the people in our lives that are really wanting to be there and love us and just have joy with us. You know, how many people, you know, make a list of all these people that make you smile and you love to be in their company. What a gift to have that in your life and have them want to be with you and just enjoy each other and have great days together. I think that's one of the best gifts you can have. So anything else with that, Aime?
Yeah, and I think maybe thinking about those angels that you don't necessarily think about, that, you know, maybe, you know, you go have your massage and there's a person that checks you in that it was always kind to you, and maybe just stopping to have a real moment with them. So, you know, sometimes there's the obvious people, but maybe there's other people that you just kind of, that aren't really, you don't think about. So maybe even thinking about people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Anything with you with that, Joan, about people, you know, being angels in your life?
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely feel like not just, I believe in angels too. And I've had some remarkable experiences in that regard, but also just people that have, you know, passed on. Like probably about a couple hours after my mom passed away, when we were back at my dad was still alive at the time, and we were back at their house, and I was sitting in a chair working on my laptop, and all of a sudden I smelled like gardenias, like really strongly, and they were one of my mom's favorite flowers, and I definitely believe in those kind of signs that come from the other side. I think she was letting us know she was okay.
That's wonderful. So I just want to really encourage everybody to, you know, take these ideas and run with them. you know, we talked last show about, you know, think about maybe doing around your birthday. And I mean, the concept at the beginning was to be something you could start the new year with something like this. But, you know, have a couple times during the year where you actually do that for yourself. And Amy and I were both really saying while we were, you know, at the retreat and stuff, that there's so many of these things that you can make small ways that you can incorporate them into every week that you have and every day that you have in, like, you know, positive thinking and being and unconditional love, just being willing to be willing, all these different ways that you can do that. So, you know, may this be something that inspires you to do that and being able to share it with others and start having, you know, self-care parties. That'd be great. Any last words, Amy?
I really want to thank you, Robin and Joan, both for being here and being on this adventure. And let's just really make this a normal part of our lives and finding ways to make it easier and easier to do this.
Thanks for having
okay.
me, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for joining us. Yeah. Hey, the door is always open on the cafe. It's all good. All right,
let's go
get some kind of wonderful tea, and we'll keep the party going. We want to thank everybody for joining us here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.